Good afternoon, everyone. 欢迎大家来到今天的托福口语时代。今天要为大家带来的是2017年7月1日托福考试口语部分独立任务的分享。下面我们来看题。Task 1. Who would you like to ask for opinion in making career decision? Friend, teacher, or families? 当你在咨询职业规划的建议的时候，你会倾向于找谁去问意见呢？老师、朋友还是家人？我们来选择老师试一下答案，毕竟老师是比较专业的。其次，我们在时间方面，我们在学校待得比较久，老师对我们可能也会更加了解。I would like to ask teachers for opinion in making career decision, and there are two reasons. Firstly, teachers are more familiar about my own situation. I mean, teachers have a clear understanding of both my performance in school and my personality. Through my school performance, my teacher can better know about my interests, hobbies, strength, weakness, and my desirable majors and even my suitable future career. So I think teachers can offer me practical suggestions. Secondly, teachers are more professional than the others in career choosing. Some specialized teachers know more information about future career, including current situation of the labor market, system of human resources, and even prospect of the every specific career. So through consulting teachers, I can get more valuable experience about my future career. 好了，这是第一题。里面的一些表达我们可以注意一下，都是跟职业规划有关的。首先，职业规划我们把它叫做 future career。 其次，了解职业我们肯定要清楚自己想做什么，所以关于我们自己的 own situation， 我们自己的情况，包括兴趣 interest， 爱好 hobby， 优势和劣势自身的 like strength and weakness， 这都是我们可以去要去掌握的表达。好，下面我们来看第二题。 Task 2. Do you agree with the following statement? People should not take risks and participate adventurous events as they grow older. 你是否同意以下观点？随着人们的年纪越来越大，我们不应该再去冒险或者是参加一些冒险性质的活动。首先，这道题大家不要对题目有偏差的理解。很多人认为 grow older 就是变成老人家了，不是， grow older 就是长大，年纪变大，变成熟吧，当然也可以是指变老，但不一定是变成老人家哈。所以如果你说老年人不要怎么样的话，那么这道题就理解起来就不会那么准确。好，那我们说随着年纪的增大，我们见的世面也越来越多了，我们的经验积累的也越来越多了，所以其实适当的选择一些risks 不仅可以让我们的技能有所提升，同时呢也可以一定程度上挑战自己，也给我们的生活注入一些新的活力。那我们来选择 take risks 试一下答案。 In my opinion, I think people can take risks as they grow older, and there are two main reasons. First of all, when people grow older, they have more experience to handle the risks, and they will in turn benefit from the risks they take. Take my own experience as an example. Now I am a senior student in college, and this semester I have already had a variety of literature papers and English essays to deal with. And I still have an optional course to meet. But I don't play a safe card to choose an easy course to get my credit and even finish my degree. On the contrary, I choose biology as my optional course, which I am not familiar with.And I think I can handle it well because after 3 years college time, I have more experience and skills in studying, like, you know, the skills of researching, time managing, and group discussing. And I am sure that I can benefit a lot by taking this risk, choosing biology. And maybe I can get some inspirations and new perspectives in my major study too.Secondly, this can infuse vigor in my stable life. I mean, sometimes people will get a little bit sick of, you know, staying in the comfort zone, But taking risks and learning something new can make us excited, like choosing biology which I am unfamiliar with can make me curious and motivated in study again. 好，这是第二题。大家注意在答题的时候一定要注意细节哈。举个例子，这道题他问的是要不要冒险，那我们就得把冒险这个抽象的词去具体化。比如说工作里可能会有冒险，感情上也会有冒险，学习上也会有冒险，比如工作上跳槽或者自己创业可能就是冒险啊。然后感情上你去选择开始一段新的感情可能也是冒险，学习上你去换专业或者选择一个更难的课程去挑战自己，这也叫做冒险。所以我们需要在论证的过程中去把它具体化出来。好，这里面几个表达比较有意思，可以给大家分享一下。第一个叫做冒险可以让我们的生活变得更有活力，注入活力。我们注入可以用一个词叫做 infuse, I-N-F-U-S-E, 活力 vigor, V-I-G-O-R。 然后还有一个词组叫做安全区，就是我们每天待在我们比较习惯的和擅长的领域里，我们把它叫做 comfort zone, 就是 comfortable 这个词大家都知道，舒服的，变成就去掉后面的 able 的词缀，变成一个名词 comfort, 把它叫做 comfort zone, 安全区。然后接下来我们说做事都中规中矩，非常的保守，就非常的不会去冒险，我们把它叫做对一个很好玩的词组叫做 play a safe card, 打一个安全牌，就是我不会去冒险，我觉得我能够 handle, 我觉得这是很稳的，我们就会说 play a safe card。 好了，就是以上的7月1日的真题的回顾，然后还有一些答案的分享，希望大家要多练习哦，有问题随时过来找我，拜拜。